Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
There's a new musical heading for Broadway. It's got the theatre world talking over there. It's called Angels, and it's all about the celestial battle between good and evil. It started off as an amateur work. It's now set to become a multi-million dollar production, complete with flying angels and demons and spectacular light shows. In the studio with me right now are the two creators of the show. They've flown in from the US, but you won't hear a hint of US accent because they're both Aussie boys who are behind this, Marcus Cheong and Ken Lai. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Sheridan. Great to be here.
Interesting story behind the story, I guess. Marcus, you studied as an architect.
Yes, I was an architect for many years.
And Ken, as an aeronautical engineer?
Yeah, I studied engineering at university, which seems so different from what I'm doing now.
Just a little bit different from what you're doing now. And now here you're putting together, I mean, this is no Sunday school production. This is a massive Broadway level, high caliber kind of musical production that you're putting together, which actually will have a budget of millions of dollars.
Yeah, a blockbuster Broadway musical will have a budget of anywhere between $15 to $20 million. They're huge spectacles and awesome experiences.
Okay, so how did an architect and a aeronautical engineer start coming up with this idea of a musical? Where did it begin?
Well, it began when we met shortly after we completed our studies and realized that we wanted to do something that we were really passionate about. Mm-hmm. And we wrote a musical together, and it opened the door into Ken being accepted into one of the most prestigious schools in New York.
I was really sort of excited about the possibility of going to this musical theatre workshop in New York.
Which was called the Advanced Lehman Engel Musical Theatre Workshop?
Yeah, the BMI Lehman Engel Musical Theatre Workshop.
And somebody called it the Harvard of musical theatre workshops or something.
Yeah, the New York Times called it that. And there were just so many people, so many of the teachers and staff that I admired. And they were writers who penned, I guess, many familiar works in the commercial sense. There's a Disney writer called Alan Menken, who wrote a lot of the Disney musicals and animated features like Beauty and the Beast and mm-hmm. And many other Broadway talents there. And so it was so amazing to learn from them, and quite scary, actually.
I bet it was. So, okay, so you get together and you've already written this other musical together, which actually got you into the school over in New York. Mm. Then you start writing Angels.
That's right. On Ken's return from New York, I had been working as a producer here for several years while he was studying there. We got together and we tried to see, could we take what we had written all those years ago and update it for a wider release? And as we started working on that, we realized that we had learned so much and grown so much that we really should create a new work.
Start again.
And start from scratch. And that's where the idea for Angels was born, because we wanted to do something that we were really passionate and interested about, that really spoke of the themes and the ideas that were important to us. And Angels ultimately is a exciting story about an angel finding and discovering her purpose, but it's filled with all the spectacles, special effects, and all the cool stuff that we love as fans of that genre.
This is Open House right across the nation. Marcus Cheong and Ken Lai are with us. They're the creators, producers. They are the orchestrators of this Broadway musical called Angels. Now, let's just talk about the scale of what you're actually going to create. At the moment, your team would consist of, it's not just you two, you know, even the team before you've actually hit Broadway is already giant now, isn't it?
That's correct. In stepping into the New York production and theatre world, the team grows and grows. So on a business front, we are joined by co-producers. So Frank Monteleone and Dale Smith, who have joined the producing team. We've got a general manager who oversees all the day-to-day runnings. We've got legal counsel and management. And on the creative team, we have just this excellent team of designers and directors.
Yeah, we basically started working with Rich Fowler, our director, quite early on. And from there, from my personal perspective, it's been really exciting working with some of the musical personnel. And these are people like, I guess, Mary Mitchell Campbell, who's a very well-known musical director over in New York, and orchestrators yeah, it's just amazing how talented people are.
I mean, you've got choreographers, music directors, set designers, lighting designers, sound designers. I mean, the team is, like, huge.
Could be 150 people.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's a clip of the soundtrack to Angels.
Let there be light to feel the darkness expanding bright through space and time, yes. Revealing all things yet formless. Let there be light.
Now, paint a picture of just what this production is going to look like. We were talking before about flying angels and flying demons, etc. What's it going to look like on stage? Paint the picture for us.
It should be, I mean, it is an awesome experience. We bring to life the character of angels on stage, so they are literally flying through the air. They are going through environments from ranging from the earth to the skies to the depths of hell to the heights of heaven. Mm-hmm. So we take the audience on a journey that their jaw will drop and they'll just say, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing what's possible these days in terms of stagecraft. And I guess with a lot of the projection designs in terms of lighting, they're amazing these days. My hope, though, is that though it might be spectacular in a way, that the story would still be the central part of what we want to say. And it's really the story that I think should drive all of the action on stage.
Yes, okay. So it's this battle between good and evil, and she discovers, this angel discovers her purpose. Fill that out a little bit more for me.
It's really about the angel of light, and she's a very humble character who's just trying to find a place, hoping to be something more than what she is, and not realizing that she's actually going to play a very vital part in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. The New York Times mentioned something about angels being based on perhaps John Milton's Paradise Lost. That's not the case. That's kind of a rumor that's gotten out.
Yeah, I guess people wanted to get a handle on what was the style of it. And I guess that's the most well-known work that deals with angels and demons. But really, this is an original work. An original story, taking this original character of Sarah, the Angel of Light, and showing her discovering her purpose.
Yes, okay. So now, you know, you're both guys of faith, of Christian faith. How much has that influenced this? I mean, this isn't a quote-unquote Christian musical by any means, but your faith must come through to some degree with what you've written.
Sure. Well, I think the most effective production is one that reaches the widest audience possible, and Angels has appeal that goes broadly over a wide demographic. I mean, in America alone, 80% of people believe in angels. So this is something that will resonate deeply. But of course, that what we personally believe has been really important in shaping our motivations and what we have created.
Yeah, it's really something I think that you have to be passionate about in terms of the subject matter. And so I guess as writers, it's a little difficult to write about something that you're not passionate about.
Yeah.
And so our faith, it's very important to us.
Okay. And I know that I wouldn't have become the person that I am today without the stories that I read, without the films and the shows that I saw when I was like growing up, and they shaped what I believe and who I am now. And so my hope is that this will also have a similar impact on those that experience this story and are positively affected by it.
Well, what do you want them to actually walk out of the theatre having felt or experienced?
The first thing is that this show gives hope. It gives a sense of purpose, and I hope that people walk out of the theatre feeling better than they did when they walked in.
I definitely would like them to come out of the theatre like feeling uplifted, but also, I guess, looking for more, searching for more, and wanting to probably investigate more about what our purpose is here on Earth, and just in the grander scheme of things, just have a look at the deeper things in life.
Marcus Cheong and Ken Lai are the creators of Angels. It's a Broadway musical. This is the Open House right across Australia, theopenhouse.net.au for the podcast. When does it actually open on Broadway?
Yeah, we're preparing things for a launch in 2010. So right now, it's the focus is on getting all the business elements together so that we have all the resources to launch on Broadway.
You were talking before about a budget for this style of production would actually be in the order of 15-20 million.
Yeah, that's the scale of a blockbuster musical, and we've raised a good portion of that thus far. But right now, as you can imagine, now is the time to actually to deliver a story like this on Broadway. Many of us have experienced the hard times that have that has descended on the world, and what better time for a story of hope? So a part of the reason why we're here is to gather the group of people, partners, investors that are going to join forces with us to actually make this a light on Broadway.
And why are they investing in it? I mean, obviously, this is a lot of money and you are getting people buying in and saying, yes, we will invest in this.
Yeah, I think there are a few reasons why people get involved. The first thing is that many catch the vision, believe that this will be an important thing to support. Other people just look at it from a sheer financial perspective, and they actually think that this is going something that is going to be the next big hit, and they just can't pass up that that opportunity. They don't want to be kicking themselves in a few years from now at the at an opportunity that passed them by. And of course, Broadway has its own special charm. It's an exciting world to be involved in, and people are attracted to being involved in this realm.
So you'll open it up on Broadway. Will it ever come to Australia?
That's the hope. And I guess the original hope would be that it would open in Australia, except the economics of the situation are such that it's probably very difficult to make a return here, because I guess the market is much smaller.
Because the scale of what you're actually producing here would actually be... Oh, I was actually wondering what kind of facilities would be available in, say, Sydney, Melbourne, you know, Adelaide, Brisbane, to actually run something of the calibre of what you're doing.
There are some great theatres all over Australia, and we really hope that we can open up the show here. I mean, actually, that's the reason why we go to New York first. In order to get open on Broadway, it creates a global brand which enables us to launch it in territories throughout the world. Mm. And Australia, being where we come from and our home, it's very much on our hearts.
Yeah, okay. Mm. There's going to be a whole bunch of creative folks that are listening to us saying, oh, I wish I could do something like that. A couple of points from each of you on just the creatives making it, actually getting that door open to actually be received by the general public. This has actually been a 10-year journey for you and 5 years of kind of concentrated effort, I think. You moved over to New York when, Ken?
Well, I was studying over there before we even started working on Angels, but I moved back to Australia.
Yep.
Pretty much am based in Australia, except for more recently in the past few years where we've had sort of productions in New York and mm-hmm. readings and workshops.
Okay, and then Michael, you've actually done the opposite, haven't you?
Yes. Now, Elizabeth, in New York. So I moved to New York in 2006. So I've been there for the past 3 years, full-time on the ground, getting everything organized over there. And we started writing the work in about 2002. So I guess one of the important points, to follow your dreams takes perseverance. You need to commit for the long journey and the long haul. Mm. And I think what's really important when you've got a vision that's so big and a dream that's so large, that it's really important just to take one step, one day at a time, because each day brings you closer to the realization of that goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, because the very first thing they told us when I went to the BMI workshop, the first piece of advice that they did give was, everybody, give up. Because it's really such a difficult industry that if you don't really have the heart for it, it's just better to give up right now. And then they went on to teach us about how to write theatrical words.
On that positive note, let's then start the lecture.
Yeah, well, it's really important to be able to compromise within a relationship. It's really like a marriage. Funnily enough, nobody can do everything. And it's important to acknowledge their gifts and actually be able to compromise with your own mm-hmm. and to create something that's better than the sum of its parts.
Yeah, okay. And any tips on getting that first door open? Because once the first door opens, I guess in a place like New York, maybe other doors open as well.
Well, it's knock, seek, ask. You have to knock on those doors. You have to ask. You actually have to step out. And that's when the first door opens, when you actually go out there and knock on that door.
Okay. Yeah, and Marcus is much better at doing that than I. He would cold call people, which I have. I'm just not a networker and not a people person, so I'd be so scared of doing that. But what I do think is that it's very important to have people interested in the work and to actually have people listen to the work. One lady who was tremendously supportive of some of my earlier works was Marina Pryor. She ended up singing for an Easter show some of my works, which she really didn't have to do, but she took the effort to make it happen and work with us, and she was a tremendous inspiration, actually.
Sounds like Marina. She's been on the show, and she's just a delight, isn't she? Just a delightful person. Well, thanks to you both for coming in, and you're going to be jumping on the plane soon and heading back and doing all what you do, and I can't wait to hear about Where Angels Go, so thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here.
That's Marcus Cheong and Ken Lai, who are the creators of this Broadway musical called Angels.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.